Harry Dunn's family want inquiry report published, date modified colon 2025-07-02T15:57:16.188Z, description colon the teenage motorcyclist died in 2019 after he was struck by Anne Sokolas's car at RAF Croydon. Comma dot, Harry Dunn's family want inquiry report published, 3 hours ago, save, Zoe Applegate BBC News, Northamptonshire, save, family handout. Harry Dunn was 19 when he was knocked off his motorbike and killed close to RAF Croydon. The family of teenage crash victim Harry Dunn said they want the findings from an inquiry into how the Foreign Office, FO, handled the case to be made public. The inquiry will examine the FO's support to the Dunns after the 19-year-old's motorcycle was hit by a car being driven on the wrong side of the road by Anne Sokolas at RAF Croydon in Northamptonshire in 2019. Sokolas left the country after the incident, with the US claiming she had diplomatic immunity from prosecution. Harry's mother, Charlotte Charles, said, "I won't accept anything less than a full, open, and transparent process." The inquiry is expected to be announced on Thursday and will be chaired by former Chief Inspector of Prisons Dame Anne Owers. MRS Charles and other relatives were invited to meet with Foreign Secretary David Lammy on Wednesday for him to hear the family's views. The invitation came after Rad Seeger, the family's spokesperson, highlighted there was no mention of the inquiry's report being published in the proposed terms of reference. PAW Media, Rad Seeger, pictured on the right with members of Harry Dunn's family, is their spokesperson and neighbor. Mr. Seeger said the family will have no part in any process that lacks transparency. Sokolas had diplomatic immunity asserted on her behalf following the incident, before a senior Foreign Office official said the U.S. government should feel able to put her on the next flight home. "It is not lost on us that the only reason we appear to have been called in to meet Lammy is because we asked for only one basic and reasonable assurance, that Anne Owers' report will be published," said Mr. Seeger. "The fact that it has prompted such an urgent response gives us real concern that publication of the report may not have been the government's intention," he added. He said the family did not want to get ahead of themselves and would only support a transparent process. "They have always been grateful for Lammy's support over the years," he said. "It must follow that Anne Owers' report, the first and only detailed look into those failures, must be published. Without that, we cannot move forward. We owe it to Harry, to our public institutions, and to every future family who might find themselves in a similar nightmare," he added. PAW Media, Harry Dunn's family launched a campaign for justice following his death. "After everything we've been through, the idea that the government might try to hide Anne Owers' report fills me with dread," MRS Charles said. "We have never wanted anything more than the full truth and for lessons to be learned, not just for Harry, but to stop any other family from suffering like we have." In a statement, the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office said, "The Foreign Secretary has always made clear his commitment to support Harry Dunn's family and learn lessons from this tragedy. It is right we brief the family first on any developments and will announce further details in due course." Follow Northamptonshire News on BBC Sounds, Facebook, Instagram and X. More on this story: Foreign Office faces inquiry over Harry Dunn case. Harry Dunn, police chief nearly derailed case, police should have arrested fatal crash diplomat. Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, Northamptonshire Police, Harry Dunn crash Croydon.